Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Are you serious?
Hello, this is How to Kill It Now, and my name is Marcus Brunzi. And I didn't
What's
press
going
record.
On? I'm Nick Bright. Oh,
yes, I did. Hello, Hello, my name is Marcus Brunzi, and you're listening to How to Kill It Now.
And I am Nick Bright. Hello.
Yes. How's it going, Nick?
Very well. Very good. How's life in the world of Marcus Brunzi?
I mean, look, I feel good. I feel like there's a lot going on in the world of tech. I feel like there's something. I mean, the big thing for me right now, I just have to get straight into this, Nicholas Bright. Yeah, because I know you love it when people call you that, by the way. That is your, if you ever see Nick in public, just call him Nicholas. Really.
You can call me if you want. It's just nobody calls me it, you know? Like, it's just a bit weird hearing it.
Do you find it funny when people kind of adjust your name a little bit? They're like, hey, Nikolai. Hi, Nikki. Hi, Nick Mack.
I'm quite used to it, to be fair. Like, because I don't know, like a lot of people that I know like to do that. I don't know why. It's just something that people do. It doesn't bother me. You know, like how some people are really, I don't know, tetchy about their names in a way. Like, I don't, call me what you want, mate.
If people call me Mark and I feel like you're saying it with a K, don't like you, innit? It's Mark with a C.
There you go.
You've got to say it with a C. I've got to hear the C in your voice, innit? Hey, Mark.
Marky Mark.
Yeah. No, you said that with a K. No, you're violating. Anyway, so Amazon.
Marky Mars.
Marky Mars. Well, Jeff Bezos, who founded Amazon 27 years ago, is now stepping down as CEO. Big news, bro.
He's too busy blasting off into space and shit. You know what I mean? This geezer. I do not understand. Sorry to just go straight into this.
Go for it.
I do not understand why. There's like people starving to death in the world, yeah? People like poor, as you like. Even if they're not starving, there's poverty all around.
Yeah.
These rich motherfuckers are spending bare dough to go into space for like 4 minutes. Like, how is this even allowed? I feel like the government should be allowed to get involved, or the FBI. Somebody should be able to get involved and say, you know what? We need to sort shit out here before we start blasting off into space for 4 minutes and spending billions on it. What the hell?
You just think morally he'd want to just openly do a bit more as well. Like, there's nothing wrong with you going to space, but let's solve hunger in
the
world.
That's what I mean.
Yeah.
Get everything in check in your own house before you start trying to go around to see the Martians next door. You know what I mean?
Exactly. Don't be going out and clubbing all around the universe when you've not even done the dishes at home. Do you know what I mean? Yeah, 100%. Well, speaking of money, Nick, it's so funny. The next line in this article is hilarious. The second richest man in the world has already announced he'll be traveling to space this month with Blue Origin. That's Jeff. Jassy, who's the new person which will be taking over as CEO, Andy Jassy, he will be awarded more than $200 million in extra stock as the new CEO, which they'll pay out to him over the next 10 years.
Is that it?
What, 200 million in stock? But that's going to go up, isn't it? The cost of that stock. That stock's going to be...
I'm joking.
Oh, I didn't read that at all. I was like, Nick, are you fucking insane? There's 200 million, bruv. Nick's like,
mega
yeah,
dough,
I've
done
it for free. 200 million, man. 200 million. I mean, despite being an Amazon employee for 20 years, Jassy is relatively unknown to the public. Jassy manages the lesser known but highly profitable AWS, the Amazon Web Services. So they do like cloud stuff. For example, like AWS could potentially be the people that are running all of Dropbox, or when you upload and send files, they like have all of the cloud stuff for that. Yeah, man. And I think it's the first time Bezos has stepped back from overseeing Amazon since he founded the online retail giant in 1994, selling books.
I mean, look, he has got bare money. Like, bare money. Like, my guy got a divorce, had to lose 50%, and he's still a billionaire. And he's what his ex-wife is so rich, she's just giving away millions and is still a billionaire.
That's like, insane.
This is how you know this guy has got crazy dough. So, like, why? Like, I was talking to my dad about this, right? We were talking about Pablo Escobar. Yeah, so slightly different story. But Pablo Escobar, of course, made loads of money through the drug trade. Yeah, everybody knows that. It's well documented. But what happens with these people is they become transfixed, not on how much money they make. They become transfixed on the power and also the fact that they want to win. So, like, you know how there's all these stories about how Jeff Bezos is the richest man in the world and then Elon Musk overtakes him. Elon Musk is the richest man in the world, then Jeff Bezos. It's like, if Pablo Escobar would have just said, you know what, I've made hundreds of millions of dollars. I've got more wealth than I'll ever need for the rest of my life and my kid's life and blah, blah, blah. I'm just going to stop doing all this drug stuff. The authorities would have let him off because it would have been easier for them to because it was, he had the power of the people. You know what I mean? If you see Narcos, you know, like, he had the power of that. So they would have just been like, you know what? If you just stop, calm. But my guy just was too transfixed on the power. And that's how I feel with, obviously not comparing Jeff Bezos and Pablo Escobar. I'm not trying to get sued, but like, this guy, like, what? Why are you only stepping down now? You're multi-billionaire, not even millionaire. I ain't going to work if I'm a bit. I know it's not the same. I know you're not getting up doing 9 to 5 and, like, you know, sweating your ass off or whatever. But still, I don't want to do anything. If I'm a billionaire, I'm like, yo, like, I'm flying to Bahamas today and I might stay there for like a week. And then I'll fly to, I don't know, Fiji, go there for a week. Then I'll fly to wherever. You know what I mean? But basically, the point I'm making is I ain't going to work.
Do you think this has something to do with these people that get this powerful are just wired differently?
They need to, I don't know, rewire themselves or hand some of that money to me so I don't have to go to work. You know what I mean?
It's so
great. Yeah. If you want to carry on going to work, Jeff, cool. But like, send a nice little 100 M's over here and I won't go to work.
I don't know. Do you know what? It's one of those ones. Like, I'd like to think, Nick, I would step back. Kind of like Bill Gates did step back relatively early compared to Bezos, right? No, actually, he's still pretty old, actually, when he stepped back. But he stepped back from, like, the day-to-day. But I don't know, man. I still feel like we live in a world where one person could be the make or break of a company. So without him, maybe Amazon wouldn't be where it is today. Maybe I wouldn't be able to order some Duracell batteries at 2 p.m., on a Wednesday afternoon and get those batteries turn up at 4 p.m. on a Wednesday afternoon. And then when I want to return them because they're the wrong size, Amazon just says, nah, their batteries are a bit long to deliver. Have them for free. True story. Maybe we wouldn't have that kind of situation.
Are you sponsored by Amazon or Duracell here? It's sounding quite like a spawn.
It's not at all. If it's a spawn, you'd fucking know about it. Because when I buy batteries, I like to buy Duracell. And I like to buy from Amazon. You'd fucking know about it, mate. I don't know. Like, I feel like when you're around, like, I've been around people who are like real entrepreneurial, and I'm not saying that in a cheesy fucking, yeah, I'm an entrepreneur. No, they're just people that do well. And I have got a couple of mates, and I feel like if I just dropped them in a cow shit, they'd end up selling compost. Do you know what I mean? I've got mates like that who I just feel like are inherently destined to absolutely smash it, whatever they do. There are just some people that like that.
Who can basically sell bread to a baker, sell a fence to the next door neighbour.
Yeah, exactly. 100%, man. 100%. So yeah, I don't know. And with Jeff, what is he going to do now? I mean, before we get to that, Andy Jassy's net worth, yeah, he's still worth $394 million as of last year before he got this new job. So he's just had a promotion that he doesn't even fucking need.
It's disgusting, isn't it? You know what I mean? This is why the rich stay rich, man.
It's mad. So, well, Bezos is saying, I've never had more energy and this isn't about me retiring. I'm super passionate about the impact I think these organizations can have on the world. He's talking about his Blue Earth Fund.
What does
Blue
it mean?
Origin.
I know it sounds like I'm going after him just because he's a millionaire, and I am to a degree, but like, man's just coming out with vagaries. Like, what was that statement? What did he say?
He said, I've never had more energy and this isn't about retiring. I'm super passionate about the impact I think my organizations will have. So he's talking about like his, he's got something called a Day One Fund. I'll give you the full quote, right? He says, I will have time and energy I need to focus on Day One Fund, the Bezos Earth Fund, Blue Origin, the Washington Post, and my other passions, which, if I'm honest, Nick, still it doesn't give you much information, does it?
It just sounds like I'm just going to not work as much at Amazon, count all my money, and try to go and live in space, because that seems to be what rich people are all obsessed with. Because I honestly feel like it's because you get to a certain level, you've been everywhere. You've got private jets galore. You know what I mean? Mm. Jeff Bezos going to have private jets galore. He's flown everywhere. He's got houses everywhere. All the sickest places on the planet. He's been there, done that, seen that, worn the t-shirt, given the t-shirt away, bought another one. You know, like, so he's bored of he's bored of the planet. He's bored of the world that we live in, because there's nothing left for him to explore or to do that he wants to do. That's why they all try and go to fucking space. Do you know what I mean? Like, because it's almost like, you know how in the least chauvinistic way possible,
let's get ready to clip this and put it out on social media and fuck up Nick's career. Go, Nick.
You know how celebrities always end up kind of, it's not even the same. It's not even the same. Yeah. The point I was going to make is not even the same. So you may as well just cut it out. I can't even think of a relatable scenario. Basically, these rich guys are bored of the world we live in. How mental is that? They're so rich, they've done everything that they want to do on Earth.
Exactly. I mean, and look, on that note, we can seg over to how Mark Zuckerberg spent Independence Day, because have you seen the video of him that's going around online, Nick?
Go on. I've not seen it.
There's a video of him riding it. Mate, I thought it was a deep fake. I actually thought it was a deep fake. Yeah. He's riding on this, it's called a hydrofoil board. It's like, have you seen those surfboards that kind of have these motors?
Yeah. So I know, there's an Olympic snowboarder called Amy Fuller.
Yes.
You must know
Amy.
Yeah.
She's been on the show, Nick. Yeah.
Of course. So Amy did some stuff on the River Thames with one the other week.
Yeah. Oh man. So, you know, her one looked really nice. It was really cool video and stuff. I'm sorry. Mark might have upstaged you a little bit, right? He has got the money too, though, Amy.
Yeah.
He's holding an American flag, riding across. I don't know what's in the background. It's like some American forest in the background. And he's also played, if it's not American enough for you, Denver's Take Me Home Country Roads is the soundtrack. Proper America vibes.
This is what I mean. You get to a certain level of rich and it's just like these hydrofoil boards are like, they're like prototypes, aren't they? Yeah. They're not even like out yet. Yeah. But like these rich people, it's like they have to do that because they're bored of a normal surfboard. They're bored of a normal skateboard. They're bored of a speedboat. They've done it all. Mate. You know what I mean?
It's crazy. And he's holding an American flag. It's probably the most human thing I've seen him do since he was like in court. Like, but it's, I mean, these boards are like 12 grand. So it's not very everyday.
Can we just say to Jeff Bezos is like, I was going to say it's like 12p, but it's not even like 12p. It's like 12 grand is literally like a fucking drop in the ocean for this geezer.
Very good analogy, because he's riding through the ocean. I mean, what do you buy? Do you know what I mean? Like, I like buying things sometimes. Even if I like going to the supermarket, Nick, and being like, oh, you know what? That steak there, it's a little nicer, that steak. I'll treat myself. It's Friday. It costs a little bit more, but
going to go for the Tesco finest this week.
The Big Daddy steak makes no difference for him. Makes absolutely no difference for him.
Imagine. Like, a lot of people talk about the idea, they fantasize about the idea of not having to look at the price tags on certain things when they go in shops. Yeah. Like, these people that we're talking about don't have to do that for anything. Forget shops. They don't have to do it for anything. Cars, houses, companies. They don't have to look at the price tag for anything. They're so rich, they can buy anything. Imagine that.
You could outbid. Imagine there being only one other person in the world that can outbid you for something. You could, like you said,
If I was selling something on eBay, I'd really, really want Bezos and Elon Musk to get in a bidding war for whatever I'm selling. You know, that'd be great.
So you imagine that, trying to nick, like, this is a little throwback to our episode that we literally are dropping this week. But imagine nicking a prototype Xbox and trying to sell it back to Bill Gates. Be like, bruv, I've got your Xbox, innit? If you don't want anyone else to see it, the new Xbox, you better pay up, boy. Otherwise, this is going on eBay. It's mad. Speaking of money, though, Nick, people are trying to stay rich out there. And in the UK, there has been a massive shift in holidays and where we go on holiday. Now, Nick, I may offend you now, so I want to ask you this right now before we talk about this one more thing and wrap up this episode, right? If I say staycation, does that count if I stay in Cornwall, which is not where I live? I live in London. Going to Cornwall, is that a staycation or is that not? Is that a misuse of the word staycation?
Well, everybody... Technically, what you're saying, yes, probably,
yeah.
But that's how everybody uses the phrase now.
People are getting upset about this.
Staycation. Yeah. They mean they're staying in the country where they live, as opposed to the city where they live.
I've always thought that that's what it was, and I've come across some very angry people this week, Nick, who have said that that staycation is in the house only. But I thought that that's quarantine, right? What's the difference? Am I doing it wrong? Am I doing it wrong? But I'm doing it wrong with the majority of people by saying staycation is staying somewhere in the UK.
Mate, staycation for me is staying in the UK. These people are just being pedantic arseholes, all the rest of these people, you know what I mean? It's staying in the UK.
Nick chose war. So man...
Violence every time.
Every time. Paul Nickerson inquired about renting a 3-bedroom home in St. Ives, but he was aghast when he was told that it would cost... £10,232 per night.
Fucking hell.
Paul was searching for a summer break with his three sons, who were all aged under 5. He wanted to go for the week in August, which is our peak summer here, in the middle of our summer holidays. And then he was quoted 70 bags for it. Now, Cornwall is a very lovely place, Nick, but what I kind of wanted to get and have a conversation with you about is, what the hell is going on? What is going on with prices, bruv? That would cost... That's a down payment for a house, bro.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
The staycation market been like this since forever. I've been moaning about this since before the pandemic. Like, because... Everybody, before the pandemic even happened, people were like, you should support, you know, the economy in Britain and holiday in Britain and blah, blah. It's too flipping expensive.
Yeah.
Like, I can, I understand before I get, you know, climate change people coming at me. Like, yeah. I understand the negatives of foreign travel or flying and stuff like that when it comes to climate change. I do understand that before I get preached at. But what I'm saying is it is absolutely criminal. People should not be blaming the consumer, in my opinion, right? People should be blaming the airline companies, the holiday companies, all of that stuff. It should not be cheaper to fly hundreds of miles, even thousands in some cases, and it's cheaper than going to stay for a week in Cornwall or stay for a week in the Lake District. That is mental. These places in this country need to get real with their prices. You know what I mean? That's what I think. You know, you look for, like you say, you look for a week in Cornwall and certain places want, like, I don't know, over £1,000 a night to stay in a nice hotel. And I'm talking about a nice hotel here, but it's like, you know, £1,000 a night to stay in a hotel in the UK. It's like, I can go and stay in a 5-star hotel in New York, get my flights included, stay there for 3 days, and it's cheaper.
I don't understand how it works, bro. Like, I remember I came back from LA and I was like, you know what? I've worked really hard in LA doing some stuff at E3. And I was like, you know what? I'm going to give myself a couple of days off. And I just went online, cheapest flight I could find, saw Prague. I thought, yep, not gone to Prague before. Went to Prague for like 40 quid return. Yeah. Did an Airbnb on my way to the airport. Airbnb was like 50 quid a night. And I was like, how have I done this for cheaper than it costs to get a train to Manchester?
Bro, it is absolutely mad.
I don't understand it. It's crazy. But yeah, if you want to have a place now in Cornwall for a week, you got to be ready to cough up that big money. Now, Nick, I promised you I wouldn't be talking about this too much on the show now, but I just have to share with you, as this whole worldwide conversation about aliens, right, is getting bigger and bigger. Satellite photos show that the Chinese Area 51 is getting bigger. This mysterious military base located on the edge of a nuclear testing site in the Chinese desert is now getting bigger. It's been dubbed the Chinese Area 51, and recent images have shown the site is expanding. About a dozen buildings are being constructed alongside the pre-existing 3-mile stretch of runway, according to satellite photos of the area. This massive runway sprung up about 2016 out of nowhere. And I think what we have is somebody from NPR said, I think we are observing what appears to be a pretty important facility for China's military space activities that appears to be growing. It was Ankit Panda, a senior fellow at the Carnegie Endowment for the International of Peace. They told NPR that. So, Nick, basically, long story short, mate, first we've had America admitting that they don't know what UFOs are. We've had UFO sightings here in the UK, and now China, yeah, is expanding their Area 51. Nick, I feel like it's coming home, mate. And I ain't talking about the football.
Were you saying something? I just dozed off. Sorry, I wasn't being rude. You started talking about Area 51, and you know that kind of shit's just like the perfect lullaby to me,
bro. But these are facts. The Area 51 is growing. I'm not saying saw an alien in the sky.
What does it mean, though? Oh, they might have built an extra building there. They might have built an extra runway there because they're doing some. They could be doing anything there. They could be testing new military planes. They could trying to keep it secret. It doesn't mean that like they're expanding because they're getting ready for a fucking mothership landing or something, you know.
Yeah, but what if though, Nick? What if it's, I didn't think we'd see in our lifetime. What if it happens, Nick? An alien lands and starts talking to us. All right, stay with me. If that happens, right? What is going to be the first thing that goes through your head as an open skeptic? Because I am like you, a skeptic, but I'm getting very excited about this lack of knowledge from the government. Unless they're all trying to show off their cool futuristic stuff, and it's like a power play. Oh, we don't know what this is, but we just have some sick aeroplanes that are flying around that can maneuver like nothing that has been seen before. If they're showing off like that slyly, that's not that exciting. But just what if, Nick? What if aliens land, eh?
It's not going to happen, Bronzy. I know you're desperate for it to happen. Of course. And you'll never convince me.
I'd be the guy in the film, yeah? Sorry to any of my family that's listening to this. You know, we're like, there's two people at the film. The alien goes, come with us, but we can never return for the rest of your life. And there's the person that goes, I can't. I love everyone. And there's the other person that's like, see ya. I'm the second person. I'm going with the aliens, bro. Take me to your leader.
Yeah, and then you'll be the one who's getting a probe shoved up your ass, you know, all sorts of mad shit happening because you thought that they were going to like help you out when really they just want to skin you for your meat.
Can you imagine that? You take off into the atmosphere and you instantly start choking. They're like, oh shit, you need air to live. Ah, bruv, it's kind of long to go back. We haven't really got enough petrol to drop you back on Earth. So It's nice knowing you.
We're just going to throw you out into the ether. See ya.
See ya.
And you'll be like, but I thought that you guys were going to look after me.
Horrendous. All right, cool. Not that one on the head then. Last one before we get out of here, Nick. There has been a nice viral trend going around to remind us how to check how hydrated we are. Now, I'd like you to do this with me, Nick. I'm going to do this at the same time. And if you're listening to this as well, I'd like you to do this with us. Choose one of your hands, palm up, turn it over.
Yeah.
And your middle finger, the one that you swear with.
Yeah.
What you want to do is pinch the skin on not the first bit of knuckle near your nail, the second bit of knuckle near your nail. You want to pinch it.
The middle bit,
yeah. And you don't want to pinch it so that it's like in line with all of the wrinkles. Pinch it in the opposite direction. Let go.
What do you mean? So pinch it. Okay, so vertical.
Vertical, yeah. Pinch it vertically. Yeah. And then what you want to do is count how many seconds it takes for that pinch mark to go down. If the skin kind of seems to bounce straight back away, straight back, you're hydrated. If it doesn't, you're dehydrated and you need to drink some more. So that's a good way of checking if you're dehydrated, because sometimes you're dehydrated, you don't even know it.
Are we doing this now?
All right, let's do it. All right, I'm doing it. 3, 2, 1, go. Oh, I've still got a peak.
Right.
I need to have a drink.
I've still got a bit of a peak, but I was pinching it for the whole of that spiel.
Oh shit. All right. Well, you're just stuck like that forever now. You'd be thirsty. You're just thirsty, Nick.
Like when I do the one on my left hand now, how long do you pinch for?
It's a quick pinch. It's on TikTok. You wouldn't know because you're not on TikTok as much, Nixie.
1, 2, release.
What? Yeah. One, two, release.
Away. It went straight away on my left hand.
Mine stayed up a bit longer. I need to have some moisture. I'm a thirsty dude.
I'm obviously lubricated to the max out here, so we're good.
Luby Nick. There's a conversation about how much to drink every single day, but I actually don't want to start sharing what the advice is on that, because I don't think anyone knows. There's this thing saying that 2 liters is the right amount. I drink way more than 2 liters a day.
Bro, like all of these tests and all that shit, man. Just like when you go for a piss, if it comes out bare yellow, have a drink. You know what I mean?
That's a good measure. That's a good measure.
If it comes out bare yellow and that, looking orange, sometimes looking brown if you really ain't had a drink, you know what I mean? Get a water down your neck, you know?
And any other colour, get to the doctor ASAP.
Trust me, daddy. 100%. You know what I mean?
But when I do take vitamin B tablets, my vitamins, it does colour my pee. So my pee looks radioactive when I take
vitamin
B.
Yeah, that's true. When you have the vitamins, pee comes out mad yellow. Yeah. So
I'm like, am I a superhero? Like, nope. Yeah. You just said your
I remember like the first time I had, because obviously when I was a kid, I used to have vitamins all the time. Mm-hmm. Your parents force you to do them. And then like when you get older, you just stop taking care of yourself. Yeah. You know what I mean? And then like I decided to get back on the vitamins. I got those Wellman vitamins, the multi ones. And I popped one of those.
Is that an ad, Nick?
It was, you know what I mean? Because that shit's expensive as well. Yes. So I popped one of those, I went for a piss like later on in the day. And like you say, that shit was coming out like a glow stick. I was like, what the fuck? When I first saw it, it shocked me. Yeah. I was like, what? Is there something going on here? Like, came out like a motherfucking glow stick.
Oh, man. It's no one tells you that, though. It doesn't say it on the back. I can't believe it. On the same bit of research for that article, I've just clicked on a link. Pantone unveils a pee colour scale to help you find out if your pee is correct or not. So if it's the same colour as if it's amber, you need to have a drink.
Don't be an amber gambler.
Don't be an amber gambler. So, they've actually taken the colours of your pee and turned them into paint colours or something. No, I'm not going to grade my pee by calling it Highland Spring in your step. No, I'm not doing that. That's ridiculous.
Yeah, but we'll pass on that.
Go on Nick's advice. If it's orange, unless you've had your vitamins, if it's orange or brown, water's got to go down. That's what it is.
Trust me. Orange or brown, water go down.
Let me.
If it's clear, you're
have a beer.
You've got nothing to fear. You've got nothing to fear. Or have a beer, in the words of Marcus. Have a celebratory beer. Why not?
And if it's green, you're fucked. Go to the doctor ASAP.
If it's green, go to the doctor to be seen. These are the new rules. Listen, the kind of shit that our government's been churning out during the pandemic with all of these rhymes and fucking buzz phrases, they should give us a job. We've just come out with fantastic marketing off the cuff for for this shit. You know what I mean? Bojo, get on the phone, mate. You know, I want one of them fat government contracts that they seem to be handing out to everybody.
And then we'll just liquidize the company immediately and disappear.
Trust me.
And then we'll be in space, won't we?
That, right. Yeah, I'll be up there with Bezos. You know what I mean? I'll be like, I could see why you wanted to come up here now. It's fucking peace and quiet from all the rabble down there.
Yeah, the view's all right when you're rich, isn't it? Yeah. Anyway, if you want to find more from us, you can find more of Nick Bright on Instagram at Nick Bright. He's very active on there. His story's quite... I like his stories, Nick, I have to say.
Yeah, I've put one up whilst we've been recording, actually. and it quite simply is a picture of me. It says, in the shed, pretending I'm listening to something for the purposes of this picture. Hashtag content.
Hey! And also, Nick's gone back to the short back and sides. Brought that back.
Had the trim-a-lim-a-lim.
I can't lie. I know Nick's DMs must have been popping. Hey, Nick. Been a while. Hey, big head. Hey.
Do you know what's funny? It's like everybody that's seen me, because I had like really long hair for so long, kind of like 2.5 years, my hair. Well, maybe even longer than that. I had like big hair.
Mm.
And then on Monday last week, I literally just went to the barbers and got them to cut it all off. Not like skinhead, but like, you know, just like skin zero on the backs and sides and that. Little bit of stuff on the top, you know. Everybody goes, oh my God, you look so much younger. I'm like, this is flipping great. This is why I've done it now. You know what I mean? Mm. More impact.
Mm, I might have to join you, you know. Can't lie. I looked at it. I was like, oh man.
Marcus is out here with the afro still.
Yeah, I'm still out here with my lockdown trim. We'll see.
The shape of the afro is like, it's on point, bruv.
It's very round, isn't it?
Yeah, it's not like a disheveled afro, you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
So it's a very on point one. You know, like, obviously, I feel like it's dependent on, when it comes to black hair, like, it's so luck of the draw in terms of your curl pattern. And I don't know, like, some people, they're not as lucky, I should say, to have the perfect afro.
Yeah, but I can't lie, bruv. When my afro, when I put a few combs through it and let the barber see to it, it's strong, isn't it? The hair's strong. Yeah, I don't think it'll be going anywhere very soon. Just got to pluck the greys out as they pop up here and there.
I wouldn't know what you're on about, mate. I'm far too young.
Oh, fair enough, Dick Brock. Right, anyway, you can find me on social media at Marcus Bronzy. How to Kill an Hour on all social medias as well. I'm doing... come and see me on TikTok. I'm sharing lots of weird techie things. It's very different to... I'm sharing some on Instagram, but TikTok, I'm going to go in on TikTok-y content. I'm going to do... Oh, Nick, you're going to laugh at me for this, but I might have, fuck it, why not? I'll share it with you guys as well. I'm doing the top 10 best views of London you can see for free on TikTok.
Right, okay.
All of my influencers out there. So there you go, that's what I'm doing this week. It's not techie, but I thought I'd just try something else.
Get on it. When we're all allowed to be in the same place again, according, like I said, but that's meant to be happening very, very soon.
Hopefully.
And we do some experiences and all that lark.
Yeah.
Maybe I might warm to a bit of TikTok when you're putting that stuff up, you know?
There we go. I'll see you on there soon. And we'll be in your ears very soon as well. Till next time, thank you for killing some time with us. Bless.
Peace.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.